Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord on today. Truly, we thank God for one more day, hallelujah, one more Sunday, hallelujah, to come and to worship the Lord and to hear what thus says the Lord on today. For God is an awesome God, and they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I am your host on today, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, hallelujah, and welcome to Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord for this day, for the speaker that has come to bring a word on today. Truly, I know that our heart will be blessed by the word of God on today. But before we go into anything, I would like to read a scripture and do a little prayer. And then after that, we will have the introduction, and we will have a selection coming from a special guest on today. Glory be to God. But I'll come back to that in a minute after our scripture and prayer. The scripture comes from the ninth song, and I'll read verses 1 to 3. And it reads, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish as thy present. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. God, we thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to still be able to minister your word on today. Father God, we ask you to bless our speaker on today, God. Father God, just give her a fresh anointing, Lord God, that everyone that hears your word, that hears what thus says the Lord, Lord, that we will not take it lightly, but we will take heed what thou art saying unto us today. God, we just praise you and we just glorify you, for you are God Almighty and there is no one greater than you, O God. Father God, you are the one that created the heavens and the earth, Lord God. You are the one that holds life and death in your hand. You are the author and finisher of our faith. God, we just come to glorify your name. We don't take it lightly, Lord God, that you allowed us to see one more day. We don't take it lightly, Father God, that you have kept us all week long, Lord God. But not only us, Father God, our families, Lord God. You have provided for us, O God. You've comforted us. You've given us the strength, O God, to do the things that we need to do. And Father God, for that, we just say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. At this time, I'm going to do an introduction of our speaker. Our speaker for this morning is none other than Reverend Pastor Sylvia Kersey. Reverend Kersey is the pastor of Inner Steps Ministry on Blog Talk Radio, and it's blogtalkradio.com/InHisSteps. She's there every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The number, if you would like to call in when she's on, is 516-378-1788. Reverend Kersey is a pastor, an evangelist, a teacher of God's word. She has been in the ministry for 40 years. Reverend Kersey is excited about Jesus. Her qualifications are, and I love this, her qualifications are called by God, equipped by God, and sent by God. As long as you know that God has done all this to you, it doesn't matter about anybody else. Glory be to God. Her aim is to present the word of God as Jesus presents it to her. All glory and honor to God, who has always caused her to triumph in Christ Jesus. Reverend Kersey will counsel with you and teach you God's word. After this selection from our special guest, Miss Shalita Jones, one of the choir members at our church at Ville Chapel Baptist Church in Leesburg Road, Columbia, South Carolina, she will come and minister a song for us this morning. And after she finishes the song, we will have none other than our speaker, Reverend Pastor Sylvia Kersey. God bless you, Pastor Kersey, and I thank you for coming to minister to us on today. Ms. Shalita, I turn it over to you.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everybody. Well, Ezekiel said he saw him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. John talked about him in the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon. Others call him the Prince of Peace. But I call Jesus my rock. Ezekiel said he saw him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. John wrote about him in the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon. Others call him the Prince of Peace. But I call Jesus my rock. I call him Jesus my rock. I call him Jesus my rock. I call him Jesus my rock. Oh, Jesus my rock. Well, I know he won't deny me. He's always walking beside me. I call Jesus my rock. I call him Jesus my rock. I call him Jesus my rock. I call him Jesus my rock. Oh, Jesus my rock. Well, I know he won't deny me. He's always walking beside me. I call Jesus my rock.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Glory to God. Truly, Jesus is our rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All other ground is sinking sand except Christ, the solid rock. And the songwriter says, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. And I like the emphasis that is on the solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground, and the word all means everything. All other ground is thinking sand. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you, Lord God, for the scripture. Lord, we thank you for the prayer that's already come forth. We thank you, God, for the song, hallelujah, that I call Jesus my rock because he is my rock. Hallelujah. And he is my sword, and he is my shield. Glory to God. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, standing on that rock to bring the word of God that you, Lord, have designed for this time, God. We just thank you, God, for each and every listener that's here, God. We pray, Father, that your blessings will be upon them as they hear your word and receive your word. We do thank you tonight, today, God, that your word does not return void, but that it accomplishes, God, in the thing whereunto it is sent. We thank you for your faithfulness and your grace and your mercy in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, have your way in the word in the name of Jesus. Amen. I truly magnify the Lord today, praise God, for his goodness and his mercy. And I thank him, hallelujah, for the word he has imparted, glory to God, in my spirit, praise the Lord. And I also thank God for the ways, hallelujah, that he brings his word forth, hallelujah, in us, praise God. And sometimes, amen, it is in some of the most unusual ways that he will bring the word to us, praise God. And I praise and thank God this morning. I tell you, I feel like I'm standing on the pulpit, glory to God, and I am on the pulpit, praise the Lord, amen, to bring the word, praise God. And the word today, praise God, is a word, praise the Lord, and this may sound odd. This word resonated in my spirit all night long. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It reminds me of the song that said, you know, I called on the Lord all night long, and he blessed my soul. But this word has been in my spirit all night long. Glory to God. Amen. And when I woke this morning, praise God, and the word still, amen, in my spirit, glory to God, and just resonating in my mind, praise the Lord, I found myself feeling a little uneasy, just a little bit, praise God, in my flesh, not in my spirit, but in my flesh. Amen. And I want to share this word with you, and I trust that the word that God brings out of this word will truly be a blessing unto you in Jesus' name. And this word, praise God, is taken from Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, glory to God. And it was this word that was resonating in my spirit all night long, everywhere I turned. When I opened my eyes, it was there. When I closed my eyes, it was there. Amen. When I got up, praise God, even to go to the ladies' room, it was there. And it was still going over and over in my spirit. Amen. And I began to thank God for what he was saying to me, glory to God. And this is the word, Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I just want to inject to this little nugget in there that I learned years ago about justified. Okay, the justified, being justified, and a good way to just remember what it means is just as if I'd never. Glory to God. Just as if I'd never. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Lord, praise God, said that this he wanted to really hit home with us, praise God. Amen. That our operation in the spirit, amen, would grow to another level. Glory to God. Being justified by faith. By faith, not by works, glory to God, but by faith alone. Amen. Where we have peace with God. Amen, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, justification by faith, praise the Lord, is one of the very avenues, praise God, that help us to maintain pure devotion to Christ, glory to God, amen. Amen, holding to justification by faith keeps us from falling, keeps us from falling to the lie of the enemy that we have to earn our way to heaven, glory to God. And there are many people today, praise God, that feel like, amen, they have to earn their way to heaven, glory to God. And there is nothing that you can do that we can do to earn our way to heaven. There's no ritual, praise God. There's no deed. There is nothing that can make us worthy, praise God, of the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. It is purely faith, glory to God. We are the righteousness of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And I think it's a good thing, praise God, if every day, amen, we would confess that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Until it becomes so strong in our spirits, praise God, amen, that it will actually come out of us, amen, amen, each time, amen, we're faced something negative, praise God, a negative comment, amen, or something that will come against us, praise the Lord, that we would have that confession till it becomes a part of us, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. We must know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, glory to God, that Jesus, amen, accomplished everything on the cross. We have to know that with total certainty, praise the Lord. Amen. We have to know that everything that needed to be accomplished, everything that needed to be done, praise God. Amen. Everything that needed to be provided, praise God, amen, was provided by Jesus, amen, when he went to the cross, amen, and was resurrected, praise God, amen. He was raised from the dead, praise God. Everything that we needed, praise God. Everything, praise God, that we feel emotionally, praise God. Amen. Jesus took it on at the cross, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And that's one of the things, praise God, that I think will propel us into the place where God would have us to be. And there is a place in God, amen, that he wants us, praise the Lord, to become, to be. A place that he wants us to operate, glory to God. Not from our senses or our sense knowledge evidence, amen. Not even, praise God, from some of our experiences, praise the Lord, amen. He wants us to operate through, amen, the finished work, amen, on the cross. The finished work that Jesus did on the cross, praise the Lord. That is how, praise God, we are justified through faith, amen. Amen. That's how, praise God, we have peace with God. That's how we're to run, amen, our race, praise God. Amen. That's how, praise God, we're to stand, glory to God, is because we know we're justified by faith. It's just as if I'd never done anything, glory to God, just as if I'd never. Amen. And we know, praise God, the adversary comes at us with everything. I mean, the adversary comes with us and you can't do this. You're not smart enough, praise God. You don't talk plain enough, praise God. You don't do this and you don't do that. Amen. And try to pull out all of what he considers our weaknesses and our faults, praise God. Amen. And if he does that, it causes us power, amen. It causes us to shrink back. Praise the Lord. It causes us to hesitate, amen, many times when God, amen, is laying on our hearts to do a thing, amen. Oftentimes we'll hesitate, praise God, amen, because of all of these thoughts that are coming through our minds, and those thoughts are not of God. These thoughts, praise God, are the thoughts the enemy brings to shut you down. Amen, and that's what he wants to do is shut you down. He wants to shut you down from the things of God. He wants you to shut you down, praise God, through fear. He wants to shut you down from reaching out, praise God, amen, to God to go into the deeper places in Christ. He wants to shut you down with what ifs, praise God. He wants to shut you down with comments not like you're not worthy to do that. And then he'll bring up something from the past. Remember when you did this? Remember, praise God, amen. Remember, praise God, when you tried to get up and prophesy, and when you did, somebody shut you down. Remember, see, the enemy uses those things, amen, praise God, amen, to shut us down. But God, amen, is wanting us, praise God, to embrace the fact that we are justified by faith, by faith, by faith, not in faith in ourselves, not in faith of anybody else, but in faith, praise God, amen, through Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and Savior, praise God, that by Jesus dying on the cross, praise God, by his death and by his resurrection and by the shedding of his blood, everything has been accomplished that we need to be accomplished, praise God, to move forth in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We've got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus accomplished everything on the cross. Amen. We've got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, praise God, to the point amen, that no matter what comes your way, praise God, you can go back and say, listen, this was dealt with on the cross. Jesus did a finished work. He did a complete work, praise God. Amen. When he said it is finished, praise God. And when he said it is finished, that meant there was nothing left to accomplish. There was nothing left to do, praise God. He addressed every situation, amen, on the cross, praise the Lord. He addressed every emotion. He addressed every rejection, praise God. He addressed every heartache, praise God, amen. He addressed every insecurity, God. He addressed any sin, past sin, glory to God, on the cross. He addressed any present sin on the cross, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He addressed, praise God, any future sin on the cross. But we need to be able to see that, praise God. Amen. And to see that, we will know, praise God, I am justified by faith and I have peace with God. Amen. Through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the work that was done on the cross is a finished work, praise God. Had it not been finished, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus would still be on the cross. Amen. Had it not been finished, praise God, amen, we can't be justified if it wasn't finished. And one thing that I like about it, praise God, when Jesus was finished, when he said it was finished, he gave up the ghost. Amen. He did what he had to do to go down, amen, into hell and make a show, open show of Satan. And then he came back, showed himself alive after many infallible proofs. And then he went on, praise God, to be seated at the right hand of the Father. He could sit down, praise God, amen, because there was nothing else that needed to be done, praise God. Amen. That was nothing else that needed to be finished, praise God. Amen. Justification by faith was completed, glory to God. Amen. Peace was completed, praise God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, so he sat down. Amen. He sat down. Amen. Because his work was finished, praise the Lord. Amen. And that's what God wants us to come to, that place in our hearts and in our minds, praise God, that we look at this and realize this and accept this, praise God, and trust in this, praise God. Amen, that we are now justified by faith. Amen, that we have peace with God. Amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. The things that have robbed us of our peace, praise God, and robbed us of our joy, glory to God, and robbed us of our faith, amen, that has robbed us of our hope, glory to God, those things have not been of God, glory to God. They have been of the enemy, praise God, because the enemy wants you to think, praise God, that the only thing happened was that Jesus died on the cross. That's it. Amen. That's the only thing happened. You're still sick. You're still hungry. You're still in want. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You still got issues you're dealing with. Praise God. Amen. He wants you to have that way of thinking. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we dissect, amen, everything, praise God, that was accomplished on the cross, amen, we will see every issue, everything that we have ever dealt with has already been addressed, and it is finished. It is complete. There is nothing left to do. Glory to God. There's nothing left to do, praise God. Amen. And that's where we've got to realize that, amen. We've got to come to that realization, praise God, amen, in accepting, praise God, amen, the finished work, amen, of Jesus Christ, that we have the complete, total revelation of the finished work. Praise God. We need that complete, total revelation, amen, of that finished work. And we don't have that complete, total revelation, amen, praise God. We have it, amen, in theory, amen. But when it comes, amen, to being able to speak it out, praise God, and stand on it, praise God, amen, we kind of waver a little bit. Amen. I understand why the Lord just kept ministering to that to me over and over. It seemed like it was every hour on the hour, praise God, being justified by faith. Amen. Amen. You have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Justified, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And he wants us to see that more than we've ever seen it before now, praise God. Amen. Amen. We need to see it now so that we can operate in it right now, praise the Lord. Amen. So that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will raise this up, amen, in our hearts and in our minds, praise God. Amen. That we are operating in a finished work, praise God, not a work that needs to be completed, but a finished work, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have to trust in what's already been done, praise God, because there's nothing else that needs to be done. Amen. Because it's been done already. What we have to do is to appropriate that which is already finished and complete. We're going to have to engraft that into our minds and into our hearts, praise God, amen, and into our thinking and our reasoning and into our wills to know, praise God, that no matter what comes, no matter, amen, how it comes, praise God, we already are assured of the fact that Jesus has already taken care of it on the cross, amen. On the cross, he took care of it, praise God. And when we can do that, praise God, we'll find things, amen, in our minds a little bit simpler, going more smoothly, amen, than it is when we allow worry and when we allow fear, praise God, amen, to come, amen. Amen, because fear, praise God, amen, it was on the cross too, amen. Amen, that was the work of the cross too, praise the Lord. That's why, amen, the Lord could say, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, yes. And we can just actually confess that, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. But we got to link it back to the cross. We got to link it and remind, amen, the enemy, praise God. Amen, that was a finished work on the cross. We got to link these things back to the cross, praise the Lord. Amen, and remind our enemy, praise God. Listen, this was one of the works that was finished on the cross. Amen, and because it's finished, I have peace. Amen, I have peace through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't have to ask him to finish it because it is already finished, praise God. We need to see this now. Everything, amen, that we appropriate is connected to the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. And a lot of times, praise God, that's one of the least scriptures, the last scriptures, amen, that we'll read over and over. Praise God. Amen. What Jesus did on the cross. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How he was beaten and bruised, praise God, that we might be complete. How he took on the stripes, God, that we might be healed, that we might be delivered, praise God. Amen. How our peace has already died on the cross, because he said the chastisement of our peace was placed on Jesus. Glory to God. Everything we had need of, everything we were falling in, everything we were failing in, every sin, glory to God, every sickness, glory to God, every disease, glory to God, was laid on Jesus at the cross, glory to God. Amen. And everything right now, glory to God, amen, that we want to receive is linked to the cross. It's linked to his death. It's linked to his burial. It's linked to his resurrection, praise God. Everything, praise God. Amen. It's not separated. It's all together, praise the Lord. Amen. I wouldn't have healing if it wasn't for the cross. We wouldn't have deliverance if it wasn't for the cross. Our sins wouldn't be forgiven if it wasn't for the cross. Glory to God. Amen. The cross, amen. The resurrection, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All of it is based on what took place at the cross. Amen. Amen. The burden of my heart rolled away. Where? At the cross. Not because you took him to the cross, but because Jesus took him to the cross, and he carried the burden. He carried the sins. He carried every degrading thing that mankind has ever done. He took on himself, praise God, and he paid the price for it, glory to God. Hallelujah, so that we would stop paying the price, glory to God. Amen. In many instances, in many ways, we're still trying to pay the price for things that we've done. We're still trying to pay the price, amen, for the inconsistencies we've had. We're still trying to pay the price. We're still trying to earn our spot, praise God. We're still trying to earn our position, glory to God. We're still trying to earn our way, glory to God, apart from the cross. But when we have the revelation, praise God, amen, that everything that we face or could ever face in this life has already been nailed to the cross with Jesus taking all every bit of it, praise the Lord. So we don't have to do that anymore. Amen. Praise God. We need to see that now, church. Amen. We need to see that right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. One thing, praise God. Amen. The Lord, listen, the Lord wants you to know, amen, that we are not saved, not even through our own works. It doesn't matter what you came up in as church. You could have come up in church, praise God. You could have been baptized, amen, at the age of 4 or 5. Or 10 or 13, praise God. Amen. Baptism, amen, does not save you. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not saying it's not important, but it's not what saves you. Amen. By grace, we are saved through faith that is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Glory to God. That's how we are saved, glory to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life, glory to God. Amen. Jesus purchased for us eternal life. Otherwise, we would have had eternal damnation, glory to God. Amen. We are made righteous in Christ Jesus by God. Amen. Not by ourselves, not through anything we've done, not through our faithfulness, praise God. Amen. Not through any of those. Amen. And those things are good, but listen, they come, amen, because, amen, we are righteous through Jesus Christ. God has made us righteous through Jesus. So therefore, amen, we cannot glory in anything, amen, that we do. We cannot glory in it, praise God, amen, because all glory belongs to God, amen. Amen. I believe when we grasp this, praise God, amen. And you know what? Paul was talking to the Corinthians, I believe, and he was telling them, praise God, they were all milk, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. They were unskillful in the word of God. Amen. They were so used to milk, glory to God. Amen. Amen. And God, praise God, amen, could not give them meat because they were so dependent on milk, glory to God. Amen. The simple things, the simplicities, amen, not knowing who you are, praise God, amen, and using it as an excuse to not grow, praise the Lord, amen. But the word of God says strong meat belongs to them who are full age, praise God, amen. There are people, praise God, that's been saved 30, 40, 50 years and still on milk, praise God. Amen. And God is now, praise God, requiring that we take meat. We've been on milk long enough. We need to go ahead and we need to start eating the meat of God's word. We need to eat the meat of God's spirit, praise God. Amen. There are so many spiritual blessings, praise God, that we have not been able to attain because we refuse to get off the milk. And because we say, well, you know, I got this issue and I have this problem and I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't really understand the word of God. I just really have a hard time trying to understand the word of God. And that's why, amen, we got the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. And that's why, praise the Lord, amen, God will give us understanding, praise the Lord, amen. And just like, praise the Lord, in the book of Acts, when the Ethiopian eunuch, praise God, was sitting, amen, in his carriage, praise God, or what he was sitting in, amen, and he was trying to read. God knew he didn't understand, have understanding, but God knew his heart. God knew that he had a desire to understand. He was reading anyway. Even though he might have not understood, he was reading anyway. Amen. And God is faithful. He will supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, praise the Lord. And God, amen, sent Philip to him, praise the Lord. And Philip said, do you understand what you read it? He didn't understand. And then Philip got on the carriage with him. It's probably not a carriage, but a chariot. Anyway, Philip got up there with him and began to expound to him the word of God. Amen. And he expounded enough to the Ethiopian eunuch, said, well, there is water. What's hindering us from being baptized? Glory to God. Amen. And he was baptized. Amen. His old nature, praise God, amen, was left in the water, and he came up a new man, praise God, with a new desire and a new understanding, praise God. Amen. Because God knew his heart, and he knew that he wanted to understand the word, praise God. Amen. It's not hard, amen, to understand, praise God, the word today, praise the Lord, because we've got so many helps, praise the Lord. We've got Bibles, praise God, amen, and it's in every translation, praise God. Amen. We have it very simple. We have it very difficult. Amen. We've got big words, little words, long words, short words, everything, whatever else you need. Amen. If you can't read that well, you can get a tape, glory to God. Because the Bible is on CD and DVD and TV. Glory to God. So there's no excuse, praise the Lord. Amen. And God, I believe today, praise God, is telling us we've got to come off the milk, praise God. Amen. We've got to go ahead, amen, and have the meat of God's word. We've got to have the meat of God's spirit, praise God. Amen. And we've got to want, praise God, what the Lord has for us. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them, praise God. God has prepared things for us, praise God. And sometimes the farthest we've gotten is reading about what happened to Paul, praise God. Amen, but that's merely an example of where God wants to take you, praise God. Amen, but listen, you got to believe God unconditionally. You got to trust him no matter what. Amen. Amen. To not trust God is an insult to the Lord. It's an insult to Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. To not trust him in everything is an insult. Amen. Praise God. Because we know that God is sovereign. that everything, praise God, that needed to be dealt with has been dealt with, amen, on the cross by Jesus Christ. So therefore, yes, we are justified by faith. We are justified by faith. Yes, it is as if we never, praise God, amen, amen. We have peace, praise God, because of this justification by peace, by Jesus, amen. We can have peace, praise God. We can walk in peace, praise the Lord. Amen. We can rest in peace, praise the Lord. We can go through trials and tribulation now because we are justified by faith and have peace. Doesn't mean we won't have trials. Amen. We have peace with God, amen, which is different from, amen, peaceful feelings, glory to God, and calmness. And tranquility, amen, praise God. Peace with God means that we have been reconciled with him. There is no more hostility between us and God, and there used to be, glory to God, when we were sinners. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, praise the Lord, amen. Peace with God is possible, praise God, because Jesus paid the price, amen, for our sins, amen, through his death on the cross, praise the Lord. Amen, and remember, praise God, we need to continually revisit that, praise the Lord. When we go back to the cross, amen, Jesus said it's finished. Amen, amen, the beatings, praise God, the bruising, praise God, amen, the chastisement of our peace was on him. He was beaten for it, glory to God. Our sins, amen, praise the Lord, amen, he was beaten for it, praise God, amen, the iniquities of our heart, glory to God, they were put on Jesus, praise God. Amen. And he was beaten to the point, amen, that his whole visage was marred. Glory to God. Amen. He was beaten that much. Praise God. Amen. These pictures that you see of Jesus on the cross is not what Jesus looked like. Praise God. On the cross. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. He took on the sins of mankind, no matter how degraded. Praise God. Amen. No matter how depraved. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus took that sin on him. Praise God. On the cross, glory to God, amen, that we wouldn't have to carry, amen, no longer that sin or the weight of that sin. There's some things, praise God, in our hearts and in our minds that's weighing us down, amen, praise God, amen, it's weighing us down. We're trying to carry it around with us, praise God, and the enemy will always point to it. Look at what you did. Look at how you did it. Look at who you hurt. Look at whose heart you're broken. Glory to God. Amen. But Jesus shed his blood. Glory to God. He shed his blood for the remission of sin. No one else could do that, praise God. No one else, amen, could do that because it had to be a perfect man. Glory to God. And the only perfect man, amen, was Jesus Christ, amen. And he shed his blood, amen. In the Old Testament, praise God, sins were not forgiven unless there was the blood of goats and the blood of bulls, praise the Lord. The blood, I mean, they even had something for the poor folks, amen. They didn't have bulls and goats. They had turtle doves. Amen, some little bird that they would bring and sacrifice the little bird for their sin. But there was something there, amen, for everybody's sin, glory to God. Amen, and when God said, I'm tired of the blood of these bulls and goats, praise God. Amen, these turtle doves, praise God. Amen, I want to sacrifice once and for all, glory to God. Amen, and Jesus Christ, amen, died on the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. It wasn't just for the sins of 2,000 years ago. It was for the sins, praise God, of yesterday, your today, and your tomorrow. Listen, it would not have been a finished work if you still, praise God, amen, have to have forgiveness of sin, amen, praise the Lord, today and tomorrow. When Jesus finished the work, he accomplishes for yesterday, day, and forever. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to fall and make a mistake. And if you fall and make a mistake, you know how to say, Lord, please forgive me. But that's not putting Jesus back on the cross. That's just acknowledging, praise God, your humanity and saying, I know I'm not perfect, but I'm made perfect by the blood of Jesus on the cross. Amen. And God doesn't hold it, praise God, or hold you accountable for it, praise the Lord, because Jesus, amen, paid the price. Now, if you continue in that sin, then grace is not going to abound. Amen. It's not meaning that you could just sin, and it's okay. It does not mean that, praise God. But the work that Jesus did on the cross was finished work. When we realize that, and I know we realize it, honestly. I know we realize that. But God wants us to get such a revelation, amen, of that, praise God, that nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, praise God, amen, can take away our peace with God. He wants us to get to that point, praise God, amen. You know, as little children, praise God, when we went to bed, we said, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I mean, that was so ingrained in a lot of us to say that, praise God, that even at night sometimes as adults, amen, if we're not thinking, we'll say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, because that's still a part of our psyche now. That's a part of what we remember, praise God. Well, just think, praise God, if this is in your spirit, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By faith, praise God, I have peace through Jesus. I have peace through him, praise the Lord. Just think, if we get that down in our innermost being, praise God, in our mind, praise God, amen, and everything that comes up, that's what's going to come up, praise God. We'll begin to experience more, amen, in God, amen. We won't have a fear to reach out to God, amen, for the supernatural. Now, I'm not talking about ghosts and goblins, but I'm talking about, praise God, amen, those places in God that God wants us to get, praise God, and the things that he wants us to learn, praise the Lord, amen, praise God. When Paul, praise God, he said he didn't know whether he was in the body or out of the body, praise God, amen, when he went up into the heavenlies, praise God, amen. That's not just a story that was told, praise God, but it was a reality, praise God, amen, because once Paul, amen, accepted, amen, that he was the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, amen, he had a peace in every situation. It didn't make any difference. He had a peace. No matter what the situation was, he had a peace because he was so assured who he was in Christ Jesus. Amen. And nobody could bring up his past. Amen. He would tell you, yeah, I used to kill Christians. I used to lead them, amen, so they could be in prison. But you know what? I met a man named Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. And he said, Paul, Paul, how hard is it? Now, he said, Saul, 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 how hard it is for you to kick against the pricks, because God was calling him, glory to God. And when God is called us, he didn't call us for a bunch of excuses. Amen. He didn't call us, amen, to say, well, God, I don't think I can do that. Or, well, God, I don't think I have enough boldness, praise God. Amen. I don't think that I can be that kind of individual. When God has given us the power, amen, by the shedding of Christ's blood, amen, because Christ died on the cross, amen, for us. He gave us everything that we need, amen. The only thing that we have to do is to appropriate it, praise God. Abraham was considered, amen, the friend of God, amen. He was considered a friend of God, amen. And Abraham, praise the Lord, amen. God showed him favor, praise God, amen. He was 75 when God, amen, first called him, praise the Lord, amen. He did a ceremonial circumcision at the age of 99, amen, but that didn't give any merit, praise God. Amen, praise God. Those were only outward signs, praise God. Amen, but praise the Lord, he believed God. God told him, amen, that he was going to make him the father of nations, praise the Lord. Amen, praise God. He did not waver at that promise, but he believed God. Amen, because he believed that God was able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Amen, that he could even ask a thing. Amen, and the last part of that scripture says, according to the power that works in you, that power that works in you is the power to believe Jesus, to believe his word, to believe he is able, amen, to do exactly, amen, what he said. When the apostles, praise God, amen, were walking with Jesus, glory to God, and they asked Jesus, what must we do that we might do the works of God? What must we do that we might do the works of God? Amen. Jesus said, believe. One word, believe. Amen. And the same word is not, we're not talking about works, amen. What must we do, amen, that we can come to a place of revelation and understanding and knowledge of what we have in Jesus Christ and how we are justified by faith, by faith, by faith, amen, how we can have that peace with God by believing. Believe, the same word, believe. If you believe God, amen, praise God. If you believe, you can speak unto the mountain and say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. If you believe, glory to God, amen. And we say we believe, and that's a blessing thing that we say that we believe, praise God, in what Jesus finished on the cross, but yet there are holes in our belief system. Amen. And in those holes is where the enemy comes and try to fill up the little gaps. Glory to God, by putting doubt, by putting uncertainty, by bringing fear and filling up those little holes with those things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Can I believe God? What if I just don't have enough faith? What you mean, what if you don't have enough faith? Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. How you increase your faith? By the word of God. Glory to God. Staying in the word, hearing in the word, hearing the word, praise God. Listen over and over and over until it becomes a part of you, praise God. Amen. The book of St. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, praise God. Amen. And then he goes on to say, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That Word that was made flesh was Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. He was the Word made flesh among us. He was the Word made flesh that died on the cross. Amen. Praise God, the Jews and all the people that were against Jesus Christ. Amen. They beat up the Word. Amen. Praise God. They caused the Word to bleed. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. It wasn't the man. It was the Word. Amen. Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Glory to God. Amen. So now, praise God, the table is turned, praise God. We've got to become the Word, glory to God. It has to be so much Word in us, praise the Lord. Amen. That this whole flesh, praise God, amen, is subject and is servant to the Word of God. says, praise the Lord, subject to the word. The word became flesh. Amen. Praise God. God is calling for us today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God to come to a place of maturity. Amen. That the little things, amen, that moves us so. And the little things that causes us, praise God, to fear and to be afraid, amen. The little things, praise God, amen, that taunts us saying, you're not able, glory to God. You can't do this because of this, and you can't do this because of that. Amen. You don't look like that, praise God, and you don't look like that, praise the Lord. That is the enemy, praise God. Amen. The word has to stand up to that, praise God. And that there's nothing that the enemy can bring to you that has already not been dealt with in the word by the blood and by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. My prayer today is that we will strive to come off some of the milk we've been on. That certain things in the word, will it can't all happen at one time. I'm not saying that. But specific things that's in the word, glory to God, amen, will so saturate your mind and your heart that any situation that comes up about that one thing, it'll be dealt with. And it is, God's word is forever settled in heaven. His word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. The word of God says, and I'm going to close with this, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Now, you just can't pick something, just pick it up right away and just say, well, I'm binding this and I'm loosing that. Know what it is. Because what's in heaven is the word that is settled. And if you don't know the word, amen, to loose it, amen, you cannot loose it or release it in the earth. Amen. So there are certain things that we need to really grasp and that we really need to look at, praise God. Amen. And a lot of things, praise God, that's so trivial, praise the Lord, amen, they need to be satisfied, amen, on the cross because they have been satisfied. And we need to go back to the cross, go back to the death, go back to the burial, go back to the resurrection, and see what God has wrought for us, praise God, amen, because it was for us, glory to God, amen, that we might walk, praise God, in the newness of life, that we might be the vessels, amen, filled with the word of God, that we might be the one, praise God, amen, that God would use in this last day, that we might house the mightiness of his spirit. He wants us to do that. I pray today, glory to God, that your heart has been quickened. Amen. And that you will see what Jesus wants you to see. And that you will hear what Jesus wants you to hear. And that your heart will receive what Jesus has done. And remember, you are justified by faith and have peace, amen, with God through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we give God the praise, we give God the honor and the glory for everything he has done and that which he is going to accomplish in us as we open our hearts and our minds and our spirits, praise God, amen, to the finished work of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know everybody on the line today was blessed by the word of God, justified by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are justified by God. We thank Reverend Kersey for that awesome word on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm quite sure that all of us got what the Lord wanted us to hear today. Glory be to the name of the Lord. What an awesome word. Hallelujah. To know that because of the blood of Jesus Christ that we are justified on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Reverend Kersey, I thank you. I thank the Lord for using you to bring the word on today. And I thank God for everyone that was on the line. Hear what thus says the Lord on today. Hallelujah. My soul is satisfied on today. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else, but I know about Doris today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am blessed. And Reverend Kersey, I ask that you would pray us out. Hallelujah. I thank God. You're coming on. I thank God for everyone that was listening. I thank Shalita, hallelujah, for coming, for willing to come on and sing that song for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Everything that God has done on this day is a blessing to all of us that are on the line today, and we give him all the honor and the glory. That you pray us out now, and I say to all, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And we will be back again on the Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ ministry on Friday night. We'll have a minister that I know has been on Blog Talk ever since 2009, as long as I have been on. We'll come on Friday night and minister the word to us. Glory be to God. And also, Spirit-Filled Women, we'll have our first women conference November the 16th through the 22nd, and at 7 p.m. nightly, and I invite everybody to come and join us then. Again, I truly thank everybody for coming on, and Reverend Kersey, I am so grateful to God for you coming on to minister
thank
to
you,
us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just pray us out, and
all
God
right.
bless you, and may heaven smile upon all of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not touch, hallelujah, a single frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. God, we thank you today, God, for the richness of your word. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of truth, the word of your power, and the power of your word. Dismiss us, God, hallelujah, but never from your presence and never from the love of each and every one of us, God. We love each and every one, God. Teach us how, Lord, to love even more perfectly. We thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless everybody and have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.